and it's a podcast!
And I still have not properly positioned my mic, so please excuse me while you guys continue to do the introduction.
I figure I had to beat you to it.
I'm sorry.
I'm Ben.
That's Joey. And we actually all did introductions almost right away. That was fantastic.
See, I'm focused. Happy. I'm ready to go. It's early in the morning. My brain hasn't been fried from work.
It's true. It's only like 1 o'clock early in the morning.
I just woke up.
Yeah, me too. It's okay.
You both did. I woke up twice today.
I woke up at like 7 o'clock, had some breakfast.
Took a nap.
Yep.
You're a fuckbag.
I pet my cat this morning.
Do you have a cat here?
No, not here.
At his mom's.
Oh, Jesus. I was at my mom's this morning.
Freaking me out.
So, let me just start by saying that Joey's a douchebag.
I'm a douchebag?
Yes.
Why am I a douchebag?
Because you went back to sleep this morning.
Oh, you didn't even know I woke up in the first place.
You're right, but that makes you all the more the douche now. Because this fucker and I were supposed to go to the gym because we've been
Motherfucker didn't call me till noon and it was like, oh, well, I guess it's too late now.
I texted you at 11 o'clock.
I know, and I was asleep. I didn't see it. When I didn't reply or even, you know, show up the notification that it had been read, you should have said, I'm going
to
call him.
I'm going to interrupt real quick.
Okay.
We had planned to do the podcast at 11, so what the fuck were you going to think was going to happen?
Well, we didn't plan on the 11.
Size is a step behind. We didn't inform him that we changed the plans that we were going to go to the gym before so that...
Yeah, right. So you guys go to the gym before 11, which means you guys go to the gym at 10.
No.
Who the fuck wakes up before 11?
Podcast back later. But I'm going to say Ben's the douche for calling me a douche because when I didn't answer the text message at 11 o'clock, and we have red notifications, he'll know if I read it or not, that's when he should have called me.
How do you know if it's red? Because I don't understand.
The face will move down.
Oh, the face will move down.
Yeah, the face will move down below the message you sent.
Your face stays at the bottom, I think, on mine.
It shouldn't. No, I don't think so.
My fucking Hangouts is fucked up.
You guys need new red receipts because on iPhones it just clearly says red.
Yeah, ours doesn't say that. It's just wherever the face is in the conversation is like how far down they are.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
I don't know why I find that funny, but that's funny. Anyways, me and Joey have been going to the gym.
Yeah, we have.
We've been doing the 5x5 strong lifts workout.
Yeah, which we talked about. We've continued, and we're like at 100 pounds or so, roughly, and we've fucked up the pattern. Because our squat should be like twice as high as our everything else, but they're not.
Oh, that makes more sense. I'm like, yeah, this is kind of light.
Yeah, so. But now that we're actually going to a real gym for it, like for all 3 days, it should now balance itself out and become more correct.
You guys weren't going to a real gym for half of this?
I was going to the kickboxing gym, and they only have dumbbells. And so the increments of weight were 20 pounds. There was no in-between, and you're only supposed to add 5 pounds each exercise. And if you've tried to like go from, you know, maxing out and then, well, I'll add 20 more pounds, it doesn't really work.
It doesn't work. No, you're right.
It works for like deadlifts. Deadlifts are easy for me.
Well, especially because we only do 5 of them.
I mean, I could do 25.
Maybe. I bet we could do 10, but I bet 25 would start to hurt bad.
I'm still sore from practice.
Yeah, so I went to practice on Tuesday, which we went to the gym Tuesday, and then I went to practice on top of that, so I'm still kind of sore.
Nice.
I'm old.
Yeah, you are. You are the oldest of the old. You are 26. We should talk about where we are right now.
We are.
Oh my god, I was actually going to bring that up. We're in our studio.
Oh, we're calling it a studio
now?
I'm still calling it the basement, but...
No, we're in the basement studio.
We are back in the original podcast room from the original podcast.
And hopefully it sounds a lot better because we've installed a rug and 4 soundproofing panels.
And it turns out we didn't have to buy this rug. My sister can't use the nice big fluffy rug in her apartment, and it's currently sitting at my mom's, and I was supposed to grab it this morning and bring it here. But I forgot it.
Son of a fuck.
What color is it?
It's blue. Gray.
Gray's good.
Yeah, gray's good.
Gray's good.
It's neutral. It's very fluffy.
Good.
I'm colorblind. I thought it was blue.
I have no idea. Probably really big. We'd probably end up cutting it, maybe. That's okay.
That's a huge rug.
Yeah.
Why should you need a rug that fucking big in the first place?
I don't know.
Was she going to tear up the carpet in the apartment and put the rug down?
No, see, that's why she can't use it in the apartment. She had it for her dorm originally.
But dorms are smaller than her apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the dorms are bigger than this room.
Barely.
Maybe.
I'm confused on what's going on right now.
We are hypothetically talking about the size of a rug that we don't know the size of.
Okay.
And then we're judging my sister based on how big her apartment is that we haven't seen.
Well, we judge your sister anyways.
The rug that we haven't seen would fit in the apartment we haven't seen.
This all makes complete sense. No, it does.
Great. All right, so... I don't have a beard anymore.
No, he doesn't. And that'll be an awesome life at some point in the distant future.
It's sad. We gave it a burial.
We did.
We gave it a funeral. It wasn't a burial.
Yeah,
it was a Viking funeral.
Yeah,
which was exciting. Speaking of, I watched Thor yesterday. That kind of like Vikings.
Yeah, sure.
A little.
Yeah.
It's Norse mythology.
Yeah, I don't know where I was really going with that, but I've watched Thor and it was a good movie.
Except we have a new quote when we drink.
Yes. We drank, we fought, we made our ancestors proud.
That's great.
The build up for that was fantastic.
It was.
We're not going to get laid if we ever say that.
Bullshit. I bet we walk into a bar on the cruise ship and we say that, and we also look like Chris Hemsworth, and we have that same godly voice, we would totally get laid.
That's true, but we don't have any of that.
But if we did, it would totally work.
I'm jealous that you guys are going on this cruise.
Don't be.
We invited you.
No, you didn't. Ben did not invite me once.
We absolutely did.
Nope.
There is recorded podcasts where we're talking about going on this damn cruise.
And you're
all like, open water! And then everybody's like, you're stupid.
That's not the same cruise we were talking about. You're screaming a lot in this podcast.
Yeah, I know. What, do you think there's certain cruises that don't go in the open water?
No. We were all talking about going on a cruise.
For my birthday, which was 2 weeks ago.
It was like 3 weeks ago, Ben.
And my birthday, which is like a week from now. It's a week from Monday.
So this is right in between our birthdays.
See how this is
playing out?
Confused. You were absolutely invited. Because I specifically remember Ben inviting you because he said he was going to cover your cost of the cruise.
Stop yelling at me.
And we needed to know because my dad was buying the tickets. And we needed to know, were we getting two bedrooms or one 3-bedroom?
That part was not discussed with me.
Yes, it absolutely. I saw the text message. It was. You're like, no, I don't want to go.
No.
Yep.
No.
I can pull it up. I mean, it's going to be a long ass dig through our conversation, but I have the messages.
Yeah,
saved.
Speaking of, okay, so one of the TVs we bought broke.
Right.
Seekies. And so I went to, I filled out the warranty claim online.
Speaking of digging things up, not long text messages.
Yes, that's how the segue works out. And I called them and they're like, yeah, that's fine. We can replace it, but you need a proof of purchase. I'm like, yeah, except I sent in my proof of purchase for the mail-in rebate for you guys. They're like, yeah, well, that sucks. I was like,
you're shitting me.
So they're like, well, you need to find a receipt somehow. I'm like, well, how the fuck am I supposed to do that? So I go to Tiger Direct, and I'm like, hey, all right, so I bought a TV like 4 months ago, maybe, approximately. And could I get a copy of that receipt? And then I explained the whole, like, I mailed in the proof of purchase, and now they're saying, oh, well, you need the proof of purchase. But dumbest fucking system ever. So I looked it up by my account number. Well, we didn't buy it under my account for one reason or another.
I thought we bought it under the gym's account, so it was...
No, we didn't, because that would be illegal, Ben. It's okay.
You're an idiot, Ben.
You don't explain these things to me when you do them.
All right, so what happened?
Okay, so anyway, turns out it was bought under the store number, and anybody who doesn't have an account goes under the store number. So as you can imagine, there are a lot of TVs bought between now and a couple of months ago. I didn't really know when those months were. And we bought 3 TVs. So that was all we were going off. We had to find some 3 TVs that were bought in one order, which of course weren't bought in one order. They were bought in 3 different orders, but that's a different story.
Oh, crap.
So we're like digging through them, just like going all the way up. I'm like, yeah, I think it was like June. And then we're looking through all of June. Wasn't June. And so I'm like, wait, I have an idea. I'll look at the Frosted Gaming Twitter. When were we doing Operation Supply Drop? Because it was like 2 or 3 weeks before that.
Right.
Turns out we bought them in April. And then finally we were able to find
4 months ago
in April. And unfortunately 6 different people bought that TV in sets of 3 in that area.
Couldn't you
Are
look
you
it up by like
kidding me?
But it turns out we were both of those people because we bought them, then we returned them, then we bought them again. So that was confusing. And so now I have 6 receipts in my car for these TVs.
Good. Do we know which one you need?
It doesn't matter. They're all the same.
Okay.
So it took a process, and the dude that was there was super helpful and totally cool with the fact that I just made him dig through, 3 months of different TV purchases.
Hey, you know what? That was like an hour and a half of time wasted that he didn't have to help annoying people out at work.
That's probably true, yeah.
So he was fucking excited.
He was like, yeah, I will happily slowly search through each and every one of these. So
trust me, I did the same thing at Toyota when people asked me to look up their stuff.
Like, I will happily do that, sir.
All right,
where do you think it was? January? All right, well, unfortunately, I'm going to have to go all the way up from December and start there. Nope.
Each individual work order.
Nope, still in November. Wow, we had a lot of orders in November. Still November.
Like, seriously, at the dealership, there's like 2,000 work orders per month.
That's a lot of work
Actually,
orders.
Yeah, it was about 2,000 per.
So I just hit his funny bone.
Good job. I
was trying to keep it concealed. That fucking hurt.
So I bought a HD autofocusing webcam for our streams.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
I have an HD autofocusing webcam on my laptop.
You do. Unfortunately, I'm not on my laptop. Is your thing all the way in?
Yeah, I mean, I'm coming through fucking loud and clear over there.
I'm just worried it was picking up static if it wasn't, but yeah, it seemed all right. So that's all good.
I don't see any static.
You don't, right. You don't see static on the waveforms.
I'm cosplaying. Good. I'm cosplaying for ShadowCon.
Okay.
But I do not know what to be. Okay. There's a couple toss-ups.
Unfortunately, a dickhead is not an option.
Yes, it's not.
But there is that movie with the penis.
Hey!
So there's looks three, Jesus, but... three different ones, I want to say.
Yeah.
And they're all from Doctor Who. I want to either be the 10th Doctor, David Tennant. I want to be...
I think you would pull off a really solid number 9.
Yeah.
That's what I thought, too.
With the leather jacket.
No, I want to be him.
He kind of had that receding hairline.
But Rory.
Yes.
I could totally pull off a Rory.
You could totally pull off a Rory. That's weird, because I feel like I could pull off a Rory, but you and I don't really look anything alike. Yet somehow we could probably both pull off a Rory.
We could totally both pull off Rory.
That's weird.
If you grew your hair out and got it... flattened or straightened.
Flattened.
Flattened.
I don't know.
Flatten your hair. Let's give Joey a flat top.
I'm still, my vote though for you is still the 9th Doctor.
That's, I know, but then I'd have to cut my hair and I don't want to do that.
No, you don't. Not really.
But you have to shave my head again.
Yeah, you have short hair. Nobody cares.
No, I have to shave all this.
How long did that take you to grow?
All of this.
4 days?
2 months? Whoopty fucking do. It takes me 2 months to grow a beard.
Yeah, and he, like.
I mean, like a really good
beard. It's a long time, and this isn't even fully grown yet.
I still think you should do David Tennant. Or not David Tennant. Yeah,
Christopher Eccleston.
Yeah, that guy.
I don't know. We'll
That's
see.
My personal
We'll though. See. His is easier because Ben already has a leather jacket.
It's starting to fall apart.
And I can find just a green
white
V-neck.
T-shirt.
Oh, green V-neck.
There's a green V-neck.
Oh. Yeah.
Same it's day. Like a...
So I've changed my cosplay as well. Well, kind of. I'm still doing E.L. Graves for the raves and the cosplay contest. That's what they are. They're contests. But I'm doing Pool Party Graves... for just the regular convention as an excuse to walk around without a shirt on and, you know, be one of those guys.
Douchebag.
Yeah.
He'll have a towel to, like...
I'll have a towel over my shoulder.
Cover up part of him.
And I've already bought the schematics for the water balloon launcher thing.
That's exciting. Are you going to paint your abs on?
you fucking son of a bitch.
I was just thinking, because I saw lots of people there who even had abs and they had it, like... painted and defined. Like, my costume has the abs painted on.
Yeah, but muscles. You're not shirtless.
Yeah, but I'm still wearing spandex. I mean...
Abs don't show through spandex.
If we had nicer abs, they would.
Yeah, even then, not really.
Are you gonna wear a cup?
I'm wearing, like, 6 pairs of underwear, is my answer.
No, man. Don't wear any underwear. Let your junk fucking fling freely.
Absolutely not.
I was looking at, like, I was gonna be Trunks from DBZ. I was just going to spike the hair out, but...
You don't have that much hair.
I don't have that abs either, or that body for that. I would have walked in and be like, hey, I'm Trunks, and I'd be like, in your dreams.
If we all start doing that strong list thing together, before you know it, by this time next year...
I need an ID.
We'll be ripped.
Ripped.
Which I was supposed to
we won't
today.
Be ripped. We'll be ripped.
Ripped.
R.I.P.
We'll be R.I.P.
Apparently, I say all sorts of words wrong, like SERP, which I'm sure we've talked about.
SERP?
Yeah, I guess I say SERP wrong. A lot of the time, I will
even, you in the
like,
word.
Say, like, yeah, I say SERP wrong, and I'm like, what? Say what wrong? SERP. The fuck's SERP? Apparently, they don't even make the connection that it's SERP, but SERP is how it's
kind of like derp.
You guys. Derp. Yeah, derp, but SERP.
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 Whatever.
That makes sense.
It's syrup for derps. Syrup is such a weird word anyway.
Yeah, it is a weird word. So bees are dying. That's a thing going on.
Bees are dying?
Yeah.
Bees are still dying?
And apparently it's, like, really fucking awful and bad, and it's, like, really gonna fuck up everything.
Let me call bullshit on that, because I walk through about 100 bees in your fucking
those
front yard.
Those are wasps. Those are not bees.
No, ooh. Those are not wasps.
Oh, I do have bees. You're right. Yeah, but
they pollinate the little fucking
We
tree.
Should capture them and hybrid them. Hybrid?
Breed.
Breed.
Hybrid?
I don't know. I'm not awake yet.
That sounds nothing like SERP.
I'm not awake yet.
Can that be on a shirt? We should hybrid them.
Fuck you guys.
It's hybrid beads. Bees.
We can hybrid beads too. I don't even know how the fuck it works. We can do it to everything.
Yeah, we get to invent the term for hybriding.
I get to invent the term for hybriding. If I hit my funny bone one more.
Push the chair over that way. Carefully though, because it's against your microphone stand.
Yep, I'm just going to leave it there and not put my arm there.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
It's going to move this way.
So there's some Minecraft drama going on this morning.
Is there?
Really?
Yeah.
Which Who did is what?
Interesting. Okay, so have you heard of Bucket?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the basically what allows you to install mods on your server. And actually, there was a program years ago when we first had the server, like 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. It was called Heyo. But it was just by some random guy in the community, and that was the end of it. And then one day he decided, I'm not going to update it anymore.
Asshole.
Yeah. And well, I mean, JK, he had no reason to. He wasn't getting paid. He wasn't. Yeah, he was just doing this out of his, you know, spare bedroom in his free time and got shit for it. And then Bucket came along, which was started by who we now know as Dinnerbone? Or was it Jeb? Might be both. One of the two of them, maybe both of them, started up Bucket, which was basically the replacement for Heyo, which allowed for server mods and stuff like that. But then whoever started it was bought by Mojang, who's the official people who make Minecraft, and they now work for Minecraft, and they've completely taken over the project, and Notch has gone on to do other things like that one card game he does.
I fucking forget what that's called, but I still have to buy it.
Yeah, I feel like you would know what that was.
Fuck, that's gonna bother me.
Either last night or yesterday or this morning, the new person running Bucket said, we are retiring Bucket, we are no longer making mods. Well, all three of the primary staff members of Mojang were like, yeah, you can't do that, we own the rights to Bucket. You don't get to say when it's retired. So fuck you, and don't worry, we'll just take over the project. Consider yourself fired. They didn't say it exactly like that, but basically this guy's like, yep, you're out. Although I don't know if it was a community thing. I'm assuming he was paid, because that was a huge thing.
Right.
And if Mojang has the rights to it. But yeah, basically now the three guys are all like, don't worry, I will personally see to it that Bucket is updated for this update.
Well, the game is called Scrolls.
Scrolls, that's the name of the game. Right, and there was a whole legal debate between The Elder Scrolls and Notch.
Which is stupid.
Which is stupid, but fuck, I'm going to hit my mic like 100 times.
Did they say Elder Scrolls? No, they said Scrolls.
They said Scrolls.
Fuck off.
And it was like a card game, so it wasn't even...
Not even close.
Not even close.
Like, you can't even play a card game mini game in The Elder Scrolls, which would be neat.
No, I really wouldn't want to do that.
I love mini games.
No. You can guys play card games in Elder Scrolls.
Like, I think the coolest thing in, I think it was Final Fantasy IX, or
is that Dragonborn?
No, it was 8.
Yeah, Fable.
Mm-mm.
Oh, Fable had, like, fake casinos and stuff.
Yeah.
And Red Dead Redemption, you could play, like, poker. And it was, like, a full poker simulator in the game.
What am I thinking of?
Please don't sue us.
Oh, well, you guys fucked up the jingle anyway, so I don't think they're going to even realize it was them.
Yeah, it's okay.
Fuck cool.
Them.
Good.
I can't remember what
it's
it was.
It's our own jingle. It's not yours, Jeopardy. Go fuck yourself.
God, I am starving. Can we go get some Chick-fil-A?
Yes, absolutely.
We're not even
I was going to say, yeah, part of this aside, you are now on time duty.
What are we, like 35 minutes in?
No.
18 minutes in.
18 minutes, holy fuck.
Like 18 minutes in.
I just hit my mic, I'm sorry. All right, so... God damn it! Every time we start a podcast,
what?
I get like frog in my throat, whatever it's called.
Cum.
Yes. Cum. That's
you
what
get
it is.
Your throat.
Get cum in my throat.
Good. Well, thanks, that's because you jack off in your mouth every morning.
That's not true at all. That's a false statement.
But if that happened, that would be really impressive, actually.
Have we talked about the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge
on the podcast? No, we have. How stupid people are.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Did we get called out?
We did.
Yeah, me and Ben did last night.
Oh, good.
So, in lieu, you did, because you're going to fucking do it with us.
See, I didn't get called out, though.
So. But we have a plan, which is indirectly going to cost money, so maybe that won't happen, unless we're, like, very ninja. But we'll talk about that later.
Very ninja.
Very ninja.
Very ninja. But anyway, go ahead.
But, so, basically what this is people are dumping buckets of ice water on their head to raise awareness for ALS. I don't know how that's raising awareness, but, I mean, it's funny to watch.
True.
And so,
I like the fails.
My mom get a... A nice bucket poured over her head last night.
So she challenged us, which is going to be great. But, what's going
on?
No,
hold on. You're fine. Ben, keep telling
me. Okay. All right. So basically, I guess they're supposed to donate as well as pour the ice bucket over the head, but if they don't pour the ice bucket over their head within 24 hours, they have to donate at least $100.
Hmm.
Which is...
Or they'll be arrested by the police of donations.
The internet police.
Donation police.
Okay.
Which, I mean, yeah.
Anyway, here's what the real problem is. They've only raised, and probably now it's gone up to more like $20 million. despite, and that sounds like a lot at first, but then you consider how many, like, rich and famous people have done this challenge. That number is, like, terribly low.
It was, like, it was $14 million. Steve-O posted all this. Steve-O from Jackass.
Of all people.
Of all people.
He was actually a really well-educated and well-spoken person. He did an AMA a couple months back, which I want to say we talked about on the podcast.
We did, like one of our first podcasts.
He was a very well-spoken, educated man.
Really?
I was completely shocked.
Wow.
But
go him.
Yeah.
So basically, these people are doing it. They're not saying that they donated, which you're supposed to probably mention that.
Especially, you know, if you're like filthy fucking rich.
Yeah.
Like Mark Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Whatever words.
Mark Zuckerboig.
Zuckerboig.
You know, you should probably donate some ungodly
amount. Unannounced?
Like, secretive amount.
Okay.
Donate a shit ton of money. Don't say how much it was. But yes, I also donated to ALS. And then they should say, you should do the same, and then give a link to ALS.
That's what I was getting at.
ASL.
ALSO.org.
No, ALSA.
ALSA.org. I know, it was ALS and a vowel.
they should be saying,
I'm sure they
donated. You should donate to, whether or not you did the Ice Bucket Challenge, you should still donate. Here's the link. And shit like that. That's what they should do.
That's exactly what they should have done.
With that being said, your winner of the 2014 ALS Ice Bucket Challenge is, drumroll please, Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
His was the best.
Charlie Sheen had the best ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. And if you haven't seen it, go watch the fucking video. I'm not going to explain it because spoilers.
It's true. It's worth it. So just look up Charlie Sheen
Ice Bucket Challenge.
And that'll get you set.
God, he's so good.
He is. And
hashtag Sheen, winning all over again.
Charlie Sheen of all people to pull that off.
Right?
So, but anyway, we'll leave it at that.
So two people we didn't expect to do anything
substantial. Steve-O and Charlie Sheen.
That's so true.
And Rooster Teeth did it too. And they did it right. They talked about ALS a little bit. And they said, here, go donate. And then gave you the link to donate at. It was smart.
Good.
Yeah.
Good job, Rooster Teeth.
And I'm excited for ours because ours is going to be pretty good too.
Cool.
Ours is going to be fucking glorious after the podcast.
Off the podcast, yeah.
Man, I am so fucking hungry. I'm like going to throw up from hunger.
You know, the more you bitch about it.
I know. The more hungry you guys get. And then we can have a communal bitching party.
If you go on the podcast. If you get some water, it helps.
Water's for squares.
Suppresses. Okay.
I drink a lot of water.
Did you say water's for squirters?
For squares.
Oh, my God.
It's high.
Wow. We know where size mine's at right now.
Sorry.
So what did you do last night?
Nothing. I didn't do nothing. I watched a Doctor Who marathon.
Which I'm not even going
to
do.
We went to Applebee's.
We did. We went to Applebee's.
And then we had a Broly moment, and then we went and watched Doctor Who for the rest of the night.
Yeah.
Till about 7 in the morning.
Did it?
Yeah. Well, he watched it till 7 in the morning. I passed out around 1 or 2.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't really sleep last night. I tried, but it just did not work.
As soon as I looked at the clock, I was like, 7:15. I was like, I'd get a couple hours of sleeping because I thought you guys were going to wake up and go to the gym like 9 or 10. So I was like, I'll get a couple hours of sleep and we'll go to the gym. And then I wake up and look at the clock. It's 12 o'clock. I was like, yeah. Guess we're not going to the gym.
Nope. That's okay.
So.
I'm still mad that you said I'm going to paint on my abs. I'm so offended.
It's all right. So am I.
But I have abs.
I was just thinking, like, all I could remember was a bunch of people with their shirts off that had their abs painted on. That's all I was saying.
Yes, but I have them. I don't.
I know.
Need that.
But still, you know, you make them extra defined and large.
Little airbrush.
Yeah. You know, look like somebody out of fucking 300.
Yeah.
I do.
No, you don't.
I used to.
You look like a small child with polio.
So I used to look like me, which is weird.
I don't know what that means.
I look like a small child with polio, you're going to hell.
Wow.
I don't even know what that means.
If you were like
back
really
to shit
up,
on
you
Ben
could have said a small child with ALS.
Oh, too far. Can't
too
do far.
That. Too soon,
too
Joey.
Far. Too soon.
Too soon to what? They happen to be $20 million richer?
I don't even know what that is. What is ALS?
Lou Gehrig's disease.
Yeah.
What's that?
Slowly detaches your brain from your muscles.
Holy shit. That's some serious shit.
It slowly paralyzes
you
to death.
Did you ever read the book in school, Tuesdays with Maury?
No.
No.
Oh, that was about
ALS. In public school, we don't read books.
Yeah, I guess I was in private school at the time.
There's a strange person out there.
Yeah, the pool guy.
Oh. Yep. You have a pool?
We have a hot tub.
Is that, you really have a pool guy for that small ass hot tub?
Yeah.
You can't get in there and get the leaves out yourself?
We did once. It was awful. Totally worth paying that dude.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't that bad.
Motherfucker, we had to create our own siphon out of a hose.
So? That was kind of fun. It was like MacGyver and shit.
Yeah, and we're going to do that every weekend?
Why not?
Because somebody else every will do weekend? It for us. And then they had, like, chlorine and other pool shit that's necessary.
Oh, they, like, clean it out.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a pool guy. What do you think he does? Just vacuum it?
Yeah, yep. I thought he just did the leaves. I thought that's what pool guys do. They come in without a shirt on, all oiled up, and they take that long pool thing. They just gander at whatever woman is next to them or man. I don't know. I'm not judging.
No. They, like, chlorine and shit and science and
that's cool.
Chemistry, yeah. Yeah, they have a real job.
So
do stuff.
I sent a message out to a bunch of cosplayers asking for help on what I should build my armor out of. No responses. No love. Wow. No love from the community.
Yeah, I'm kind of upset. The seamstress I was planning on using still hasn't messaged me back in like 3 days, and I was really hoping to ship out my Spider-Man costume before
it's
the cruise.
It's not shipped out yet?
No.
It's still sitting on his desk upstairs.
I see it. Don't yell at me.
You looked right at it. The fucking eyes are sitting right on the fucking head.
Oh, yeah, you'd have to send... No,
no, you wouldn't have to send the eyes.
Yeah, see?
It's just the fabric.
Well,
He was just telling us how he has to do all the stuff to melt the eyes in and everything.
Yeah, it's going to be a real pain in the ass, and I'm probably going to fuck it up somehow.
Nonsense. I'll help you.
Poopy Vents.
Good with hard work like that.
But, yeah, anyway, so I finally colored in all the webs. That took for fucking ever.
Yep.
And I had, like, a really awesomely exciting moment for me. So I posted all those pictures on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who followed me?
Hmm.
Batman!
No shit.
Batman followed me on Instagram.
That's awesome.
I was like, you have been followed by Batman. What the fuck? That's awesome.
Is it legit like a Batman page?
It says Batman official. I don't think it's official Batman, but I don't give a fuck. That was my childhood being satisfied, which is weird because they're not even from the same universe, but that's okay.
But they both don't have parents.
Wow, Ben.
Wow, that's a good point.
Right to the point.
Yeah, man.
Because there's a picture of Stan Lee standing in between Batman and Spider-Man. It's like, calm down, boys, before I have to call your Oh, wait.
Oh, that's bad.
That's fine.
I like it, though.
The shirt doesn't really fit. The problem is my shoulders are so like wide, but the rest of me is not, and it just makes shirts very uncomfortable.
Nonsense. Just find wide-shouldered shirts.
What else do you have that's wide? I have this wide collection of Pokemon. That's the best vine ever.
It really is.
I don't know. I'm sure there's better vines out there.
Hey, remember how you bitch at me about the fucking Pops filter on the mic?
No, you're right, yeah.
Watch your shit, Joey.
Yeah, no, that was totally my bad. I am
the podcast enforcer right here.
Good, we need one of those.
Can we stop yelling at each other now?
No.
Fuck you. I hate you. Could die in a fire.
You're not my real dad.
Whoa. This escalated so quickly. What are we going to talk about?
I don't know. How's your week been?
It's been slow.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, we went to see you at work the other day. We were like, hey! We got to pick up Cy anyway. Might as well go there for dinner. Brought my dad, too, to say, hey, what's up? You know, eat your delicious fucking food.
Joey, I want you to look at your wavelengths.
My wavelengths are fucking huge, and you can see them being picked up on your microphones.
Exactly.
Cy, will you wiggle the mouse?
No.
Thanks, sir.
You're welcome, sir. That was totally my fault.
Yeah.
I didn't know you guys were going to pick me up, though. Nobody said anything. You always text me every day. Before, or I end up texting you saying, are you picking me up?
And you did. No, I didn't. And he replied, yes, because
he didn't reply anything.
Oh, fuck you, dude. I'm going to pull the shit up right now.
I never saw a reply, but I remember when you got the text message, and I was like, it was like, yeah, we're picking him up. And we're like, okay, well, we'll do one more league match, then we'll go pick him up. And then I was like, well, why don't we just go eat?
I'm way back. Okay.
Okay, where are we at? What day are we at?
I'm at August 11th, which is too far.
Yeah, it's way too far. It was like less than a week ago. It was like Saturday? Sunday?
Yeah, no text from you guy.
Hold on. I'm at Friday.
I'm at Sunday, which was Sunday. Dun, dun.
Moment of truth.
Sunday, 10:35. Hey, Ben. Okay, what? Huh? That was me telling Ben that I needed to be at work at 11. And I was texting him. I said, Ben, trying to wake him up.
Okay.
Anyways, he came down here, said K. And then I guess he got all the Ben's while I was at work, and he said, what? And I went, huh? And that's it. The next is Sunday at 4:36. What are you guys doing? Playing on Tinder with Joey. Ha ha ha. Next, Sunday, 7:15. What are you two up to? Driving out to go get our pottery shit. Why? No text messages to or from about picking me up after work.
Hold on. No, there's got to be. You've deleted them.
I was going to say,
I don't delete text messages.
I specifically remember him saying you asked to pick him up.
No. Maybe he called. No, it was after. You called when I left.
You're right.
Right when I left.
What happened?
You said, what are you guys doing? And I said that me and Joey were playing on Tinder.
So you improvised that you were going to, you like assumed he was then going to ask.
If we were going to pick him up.
You made an ass out of you and me.
I did.
Well.
But no, you asked me earlier that day, you motherfucker. I know you asked me and I said, yes, we are going to pick you up because we were going to go out and get our pottery shit, which we did later that day.
I think you just assumed that you've been picking me up from work so that you were just going to end up picking me from work anyway. Which would have been the case.
You fucker, because you gave me $10 for gas and you said you're going to pick me up after work, right? And I said, yes.
No, what I said was, I gave you $10. You said, what's this for? And I said, gas for driving me around. And I said, I get out of work at 6:30. And you go, and what's that supposed to mean? You're being a dick about it. And
no,
I gave you $10 anyway.
After you gave me money, I would not be a dick.
Whatever.
It's true, because later you asked for your charger, and then I was like, do we really want to drive all the way back over there? He's like, well, he did give me money today.
When did I ask for my charger? Did I call you?
Yes.
Oh. We were all the way out in Pinotasasa.
That was after work.
Yeah, but it was still
the same day. I'm just saying he wouldn't have been an ass, because he was all like, yeah, I'll drive 45 minutes out of the way to bring him his charger, because he gave me $10 today.
Yep.
He was being thoughtful of you.
You did.
That's true.
But that's the only charger I had. You had really no choice because I wouldn't have seen you for 2 days after that.
That'd be kind of funny. Like, so I just lost, desolate, walking through the desert because he couldn't charge his phone.
Just because I couldn't charge my phone, somehow I'm in the desert, stranded.
Like MetroCon. With that, MetroCon.
It's going to be ShadowCon now. You guys know that, right?
Yeah.
No, it's always going to be MetroCon.
No,
MetroCon's always going to be the problem.
MetroCon will be the problem with you two. ShadowCon, all three of us. Like, okay. If I'm involved at ShadowCon.
Oh, you immediately become ShadowCon.
Yeah.
Seriously, if it's just you two. How the fuck did we end up in the desert?
ShadowCon.
Why are we in the middle of the ocean on a fishing boat?
This is not a cruise ship. This was supposed to be a cruise ship.
Guys, we fucked up. We made mistakes.
Oh, man. Yeah, we got to be careful in the cell, because they will totally take advantage of us out there. We'll end up in a dinghy out in the middle of the ocean. We're like, where the fuck are we? Yeah. See the cruise ships. I can't swim to that.
How would you...
Can we just go like fishing when we get to Nassau? Is there like a pier to go fishing? Just
imagine.
Fucking fish the day away?
So what is it? Ships. The cruise goes there, drops you guys off for however long?
Like 12 hours, yeah.
Oh, wow. Drops you off for 12 hours?
I want to say we leave at midnight. Which is weird, because when I went the first time, we left at like 4. Like, we got there at 7 a.m., and I think we had to be back on the boat by 4, and we left at 5.
So you're not on the cruise the whole time. The cruise is just a boat ride, really.
Yeah.
So what's there to do in fucking wherever you're going?
All sorts of shit, like shops and beaches and...
How long is the cruise?
Not deal with the general American public.
So you take a 2-day cruise there, you're there for 12 hours, and then you take a 2-day cruise back?
No. It's, we leave on Friday.
Okay.
Saturday morning, we go to Nassau. Which is that place. It's kind of sketchy, but there's like tourist shit there.
And then from Nassau, we go to
different places?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then,
so you get off the
cruise. We get off the boat on Saturday. We get back on at the end of the day.
Uh-huh.
Then we drive through the night as we're sleeping.
Okay.
We cruise.
Or drinking like a lot of alcohol.
Uh-huh.
And then Sunday, we show up at a private island known as Coco Cay, I believe is the name of the island.
Probably.
And then we hang out on that private beach all day, and they have drinks and shit there. And then we get back on the cruise, and then we drive home, and then we show up Monday morning.
Totally jealous.
We private invited
island.
You!
Private island?
Yes.
That's awesome.
We're going on another cruise in like January. So
I know. He said December.
December, January.
December, January, one of those days.
It's got to be December. It's got to be close.
next year, the goal is Costa Rica.
I think I'm going to the Dominican, actually. I think.
When?
Sometime the same cruise I went on, the first cruise I went on, same group of people. That's where we're going next year.
Oh,
I think.
Cool. That's fun.
Yeah.
Do you go on cruises a lot, Joey?
I do now. I went on one like 2 months ago. Now it's like I plan to go every 2 months. It's great.
That's good.
Joey doesn't have bills.
Yeah, I don't have bills. And they're really not that expensive. I mean, considering how much food we're going to eat
Is it food paid for and everything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
All you can eat.
No,
you can order as much room service as you want.
As much. Although, I don't know, Lisa's brother, the first time they went on a cruise, it was actually Lisa's brother's honeymoon, mm-hmm. he ordered so much room service, they actually cut him off. That's a lot of room service.
Wow.
On one night that I was there, on the slash trip I went on, there were like five of us in the room, four of us in the room, five. And anyway, so we all ordered cookies, cake, and chocolate milk. And so we got, you know, like 10 things of milk, probably 30 cookies, and like four pieces of chocolate cake. Well, then we had this brilliant idea. We're all going to hide, and we're going to have Mimi go answer the door.
So it looks like everything is for her.
So she goes, that's great.
The door and gets it. And so she grabs it, and she goes to set it down, and she says, okay. Mimi does after she sets it down. I thought she was saying, okay, the room service is gone now. You can all come out. So I pop out from behind the corner. I look at her, and I'm like, deer in headlights. And then I try to, like, run backwards, which doesn't really work. And I just, like, fall into my suitcase.
So how drunk were you when all of that happened?
We were completely sober.
That is ridiculous.
And then, so everybody else in the room starts cracking up laughing, and they're, like, coming out of the curtains behind the window.
The room service guy was like, what the fuck?
Oh, it was great.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I would have paid to see that guy's face.
It was a girl, but it was fantastic.
Oh my god, that's awful. She had a heart attack. She was just sitting there like, oh, I've been through these days. It's your period, honey. And then, oh my god, what the fuck is going on?
They're multiplying.
They're just crawling out of curtains and shit. Yeah. Little cracks in the wall, somebody's squeezing through. Oh shit.
Yeah, that's great. And then on that cruise, it was actually a 5-day, so we had one day that was just on the boat the whole time.
Really?
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
What I would want to do. I just want to stay on the boat. I want to go on a boat with a water slide.
There's a nightclub.
Yeah, we have a water slide, and there's a nightclub, 18 and up only.
So that's something you can enjoy.
Yeah, and a casino. Don't know if you gamble.
Ooh.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, my dad gambles. Apparently, my dad was telling me one year, years and years ago when I was little, we went on a Disney cruise, and my dad paid for the whole cruise gambling.
What?
Like, he was like, well, I have now hit the cruise limit. I am done gambling.
Oh, shit.
I have now paid for the cruise.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he plays 2-card poker.
Oh, that's a really good game. It's easy to win. Yeah. So easy.
That's what he was saying. That's what he paid, and he paid for the whole cruise. And I mean, now, mind you, this was also like 10 years ago, so the cruise wasn't quite as expensive as they are now.
Yeah, do you know how much a Disney cruise is?
It's like
$3,000 a person.
A person?
A person.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
Yeah, shit's expensive. But for what it's worth, the Disney cruise is really fucking nice. If you have the money, you're going on a Disney cruise. Sir!
My phone's on silent.
Is that an alarm?
Yeah.
For what? To wake up for what?
Work.
I don't know. 125? Why the fuck would I set an alarm?
Mm-hmm.
Another one's going to turn on.
Well, turn it off.
Hang on, I'm going to turn it off right now.
Just turn your fucking phone off.
No.
It's on
silent, and it's on the silent mode on the side. There's no vibrate. I'm just going to turn all of them off. What's today? Wednesday? Thursday?
Thursday. Today is Thursday. Happy Thursday, everybody.
I'm sorry. Yeah, happy Thursday.
Wait, which podcast is this? 34?
Oh, yeah, this is 34.
I turned it on.
Okay, cool.
Sorry, everybody.
But yeah, anyway, that cruise was awesome. And the like longer cruises really aren't that much more expensive. Like, it doesn't work out to like this number of monies per day.
Monies per day.
Yeah, monies per day. So, if we go on like a week-long cruise, like, we will totally pay for the cruise and the amount we save on money and alcohol, and yeah.
Well, I don't know, because you do have to pay for alcohol separately for like a day pass. Like, we're paying $65 a day for all you can drink on the boat.
Oh, you can drink. That's all you can drink, eat.
Whatever you want to do.
The all you can eat is included in the normal cruise cost.
Right.
You also get unlimited water and lemonade.
Okay.
And coffee.
Right.
Then there's like a bunch of different drink packages. So you can do like for $20 a day, all you can drink soda. Like $30 a day, all the wine you can drink. $40 a day, all the wine and frozen drinks you can drink. $60, all the every alcoholic beverage you could ever imagine drink.
So you guys got the $60 one?
Fuck yeah, we did.
I'm not, because I can't.
But. Oh. Well, isn't it not international waters?
No, international waters don't apply.
Huh.
But when I'm in the Bahamas, totally cool.
Really? What's the age limit there?
18.
Really?
No.
Lucky. And I can tell you from personal experience, they don't give a fuck if you're actually 18.
It's kind of like the Dominican Republic.
Like, we were there, and we were with these people, and they're like, how old are you guys? You look kind of young. I'm going to need to see ID. And they're like, yeah, we're 18, but we don't have our IDs. All right, that's fine.
Really? Yes. Holy shit.
They don't care.
So. Wow. Like, I didn't even get ID'd when I was in the Dominican, and I, you know, had to keep a clean shave and everything, and...
And Ben looks like he's 12 when he's clean shaven, yeah, he does. So, you know.
I look young as fuck, and I'm just ordering drinks, and they're like, all right, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Go for it, little guy.
Wow, fuck. Man, that 12-year-old can really drink.
He's putting them down.
Yeah, and they were, well, I'll just say the name, we'll bleep it out later. Mm-hmm. 14. They were like, they were like trying to give her shots, and were like, no, don't do it. And the waitress is like, no, it's fine, they're free. No, they're 14.
Doesn't matter.
No, it's fine. Like, ma'am, no, I'll take that.
I'll take that one. I'll take both of them, actually.
Yeah, thank you. But yeah, that's pretty much how that went.
Stupid waitresses.
Yeah, they did not give a fuck.
No.
So that's the Bahamas. Yeah.
That's fun. I can't wait.
Yeah, so all the food, all the alcohol, all the beer, all the wine, whatever.
And tipping is included.
Tipping's included also, so you don't have to tip.
Really?
Yeah.
Neat.
You pay for all that shit in advance.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You gotta go.
Well, I heard other stories because Jordan was on a cruise.
Yeah.
And she said that some things get charged to your card after the cruise. Like, some shit you do on there, like, they tell you, they don't tell you if it's included or not, and you just assume because everything else is.
If you have to swipe your card for something, it's not free.
Right.
Well, no, they charge it to your room number or something like that.
Right. Swipe your room card. I'm talking to your room card. Then, yeah, it's probably not free.
Oh.
But we pretty much got the premium all-you-can-fucking-do package.
Really, the only thing you have to pay for on the trip is alcohol.
We've already paid for that.
And when you buy the boat
or off the boat? Off the boat?
Well, on the boat normally, but since we're doing the pass, where it's like $60, then yeah. Now, of course, they do like pictures and stuff, and if you want to get the pictures, you do have to pay for them. But truth is, you could just take them off the wall, put them in your pocket, and nobody will know.
The way the drink pass works is it's all you can drink on the boat and on the private island.
Right.
Oh, the private island too?
So the only thing that we have to pay for is when we're in Nassau.
Yeah.
And even then, we're not going to drink that
much. You might just go on the boat, get your alcohol, get off the boat. Get on the boat, get your alcohol, get off the boat.
So you can keep going in and off, on and off the boat. You don't have to get off the boat.
No,
you don't have to.
What the fuck, Nassau? I'd stay on that boat the whole time.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I feel like we should at least go like look at something.
Yeah, we'll like the tree right outside the gate. Oh, I saw it. All right, let's go. All
right, there's the dock. I see it. All right, that was fun.
Didn't even leave my room.
All right.
Yeah. Well, we have an interior room. We'd have to leave the room.
Oh. Probably exterior room would be a lot more expensive.
Yeah, actually, not a lot more. We might have gotten an exterior room, like a window room, maybe. Oh. I don't know. I didn't really give a fuck.
Me either.
Like, I spent all of, like, 12 minutes in my room, except for sleeping, but you know.
However,
he only sleeps for 12 minutes and he's right back at it.
Next year when we go on our awesome fucking cruise, which I'm planning
now. Is this not going to be an awesome fucking cruise?
No.
I am full planning on this to being an awesome fucking cruise where we drink, we fight, we make our ancestors proud.
Right. But I'm talking about next year when we take like a 5 to 7 day cruise. I want a fucking suite.
That shit's expensive.
Yeah, you're crazy.
Who cares?
Comfort. Out of your mind.
Comfort.
Don't give a shit.
Get a balcony.
Yeah, but I...
Well, you're not going to be in the room enough.
Jerk off on like crowds of people.
Okay. I saw the funniest post on Reddit the other day. Actually, it was yesterday. It was as, if you could do anything without failing right now, what would you do? And it's like, all right, I would get up on my roof, and I would whack it so that I ejaculated at the perfect angle that it went through the air, or my cum went through the air, arced across the country, went through the cab driver's window, out through the other window, just for cool effect, and landed on Chad's lap. Because fuck Chad.
Wow.
I kind of fucked that up. But it was really funny.
Very detailed.
Yeah. It was hilarious.
Awesome.
What would you guys do without failing? If you could do something without failing, what would you guys do?
I know what I would do, but I'm not going to say it on the podcast. So I'm going to come up with a different answer while Ben answers the question.
Good.
Commit the perfect crime.
Ooh.
I just don't know what that crime would be because I'm not a criminal.
I could do anything without failing. Ooh. I know. I would inject myself with a mysterious fluid that would give me superpowers.
That's a great answer.
Yeah.
Because you can't fail at it.
I can't fail at it.
It would happen.
Right. So, and even whatever superpower I got would be a good superpower because I couldn't fail and get a bad superpower because that would be failing.
Mm-hmm. That's a good answer, Joey.
Yeah, that was a really good answer.
Right off the top, too. That was quick.
That was fantastic.
What would you do, Si?
Perverted. I just, I would just make every girl fall in love with me. That's it.
That's just heartbreaking. You couldn't possibly love every girl on the planet.
I didn't say love them. I said make them love me.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's heartbreaking for them.
I don't give a shit.
You could have said something like had sex with Michelle Obama.
No. Why did your first choice go to Michelle Obama?
Think about this for a minute.
Joey's got a crush on
No, I don't. Who has got to be like the most influential woman in the world right now? The president's wife. If you fuck the president's wife, that would totally throw his world just completely out of it.
That would
you
totally...
now have the entire president, it's like whatever, working on your side to make sure that shit doesn't get out. Think about it.
He would also just hire the Secret Service to kill your ass.
Why don't you? Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, good luck with that. The Secret Service that randomly kills a male. Better yet, you have a video of you two having sex.
I'm sure they
now put out there on the internet. But it's hidden, and it only gets released if you don't type in a code every 24 hours. So if they kill you,
Joey's good. Done. Joey, why don't you just answer all of ours for us?
Joey, I'm sure the Secret Service is really good at killing people secretly.
Yeah, but I'm saying if he has a program that if he doesn't enter a code every 24 hours, the video gets released, they're not going to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
I'm not smart enough to make that code.
But I am!
But Joey is.
And then you set the password, so you're the one in charge, and I'm completely scot-free because I'm a super secret spy hacker from Russia.
Mm-hmm. With superpowers.
With superpowers, because of my previous scenario.
Can they hack a code like that?
What?
Probably.
Just my random code.
It might take them a while. But every time they try to hack it, they'd get a virus.
No. The way you'd set it up is you just have something that's always trying to post it, and my code is what's keeping it from posting it. Mm-hmm. So whatever would happen, I don't know. Shit. It's the stuff. Science. Math. Sorry. Programming. Yeah.
I fucked up the plan by one simple question.
No, it was just, I would have to do a lot of programming to like prevent that somehow and thinking
about
it.
We could do it.
Testing.
We could do it.
Yeah. So you're saying we should set it up in preparation for you having sex with Michelle Obama?
No, because so that I would not do that. I have standards, man. Come on.
Oh, damn. Shutting down the first lady.
I don't care. They're all old.
That's true.
Si doesn't do old chicks. MILF, stay away.
No, cougars, bring it on. I'll be a fucking whatever you want to call it, boy toy, if you're going to be my sugar mama. What?
That's weird.
That's not weird at all.
It's really not.
If I get an older lady, a cougar, they just want a young guy, and they'll pay for all their shit.
You know what I really want
just like
right now?
Just like a sugar daddy, or whatever you want to call them. Those old guys that have young girlfriends,
yeah,
because they pay for it. It's the same thing with women. Women are the same way sometimes. You just have to randomly find them.
That's right.
Guys, I'm really in the mood for, like, cock.
I totally was thinking he was just going to say cock.
Cock,
and
that's it.
In the mood for cock. No. That guy's Ben is in the mood for cock.
Can we
heard it here first on the podcast.
Can we bleep it out, the tail shred part? Guys, I'm totally in the mood for cock.
Yes, I am so going to do that.
Don't do
it. Perfect.
You guys are assholes. I fucking hate you guys. I quit.
Hey, guys. Ben likes... And now he's in the mood for cock.
This is great. It's all right.
And now for a word from our sponsors.
Ben likes. Have you tried beep? Ben loves it. Well,
okay.
We've hit the close to the 50-minute mark.
All right, so we got about 10 minutes to jerk each other off.
Like 15.
What?
What? I didn't catch the jerk each other off part until after I said 15.
15 what?
Minutes.
Jerks per minute.
45 minutes?
No, we're at like 48.
Okay.
49 and a half.
49 and a half.
Uh-huh.
Look at that.
But we'll need a little editing, so.
Yeah, because I got to edit this like today before I leave. Cause
yeah, because it's not going
to. Because I'm going to be on a cruise ship.
It's a good thing you don't have shit to do today.
Yeah. No shit, I do. I got to go meet with two different people.
Yeah?
Which I really don't.
My stomach just growled.
I thought that was mine. Hungry.
I forgot about that. Maybe I'll do that while you guys are at Ross.
Well, I'm not going to Ross anymore because we're going to Chick-fil-A. And then I got to go to work.
Oh, well, don't you need clothes for the cruise?
I have clothes. I just kind of wanted new ones.
Well, no. Go to Ross. We don't need to go to Chick-fil-A.
No. We need to go to Chick-fil-A. Totally I'm fucking starving.
Whoa. I think the, like, order of importance totally Ross outranks Chick-fil-A right now.
I get out of work at 7. I can easily go to like Ross or TJ Maxx afterwards.
I want to go to Ross.
Or the mall. Fuck it. I don't care.
That's fine. Yeah, we can do that.
I want to go to Ross.
All right.
All right. So we're going to Ross.
After Chick-fil-A.
We don't have to go inside Chick-fil-A. Every time we go somewhere to eat, like after or before a podcast, we always end up staying inside and eating. We don't have to do that. We have a car.
That's a good point.
We can eat on the drive.
That is true.
We'll go to the Ross by the house so you can just drop me off while we're there.
All right. There you go.
See?
Yeah, I'll probably drive separate. I'll probably go with you guys to Chick-fil-A.
Fucking smart.
And then I gotta go meet with those other people, which I really, really don't want to do. Oh my god! Who the fuck is emailing me?
Mom.
Ugh, no, it's somebody who's...
Dad?
It's probably USF. That E stands for, like, engineering school. They're like, guess what we're doing this week? We have people from the Engineering Foundation of Engineering to come in and tell you about engineering. Bitch, I don't give a fuck. It happens, like, every other day.
Really?
Yes, it's so annoying. They're like, look at this engineering opportunity we have for, like, rock climbing engineers. I'm not a rock climbing engineer. I don't need to go to the rock climbing engineer seminar.
Are you going to school to be an engineer, Joey?
No.
Then why the fuck are you getting these emails?
Because I started out as an engineer. Now I'm in IT because, A, it was a waste of my time because programming's easy. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, yeah, I++ is the same as saying I=I+1. I was like, I know that. And I was like, this is now my fourth programming class. I should not still be learning this. So that was frustrating for me. So I dropped out of that. Or not drop out of that. I switched to something else so I could just graduate faster. Mm-hmm. I'm going to graduate a year early, so that's fucking awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah. And... Fucking also, nerd. And like on a side note, the whole engineering circle jerk is the most annoying thing. Everybody's like, oh yeah, engineers are so much better than everybody else. And like, I keep getting these advertisements on Facebook now for these shirts. And like one of them I just saw this morning was sleep with an engineer, wake up smarter.
No, that doesn't happen.
That's not how that works. And any actually self-respecting engineer would know having sex with an engineer isn't going to make you smarter. That's fucking stupid.
They're all douchebags.
Yeah, they are. Everybody's like, oh, I'm an engineer. It makes me smarter than you because fuck you. I was like, oh, I really don't want to be here right now. And it's like, and it's not just the kids. It's like the teachers too. And it's like, what the fuck? You were like 40 years old. Get the fuck over the fact you went to college to become an engineer. Jesus.
Do you sure?
Yeah.
Why are you an engineer? Why are you sitting here teaching me? You fail.
Those who can't do, teach. And here you are. God. It's like, how do you know an engineer? Don't worry.
You know, this has been a Joey's Rant. That's the name of the podcast. It's Joey's Rant. He's been fucking ranting the whole time.
And I haven't even had that stressful of a week.
No.
This has actually been one of my more calm, relaxing weeks.
You can imagine what it's like without you here.
It's just him yelling the whole time, yeah. Basically.
Especially when that whole YouTube shit went down. There was lots of yelling about YouTube.
What happened with YouTube?
The content ID shit.
Oh. Stupid YouTube.
Yeah.
And now Twitch has one.
Twitch has one.
Really?
Yeah.
Not for live streams, but for recorded video.
Booty.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think I'm done ranting for today.
All right. I think we can end the fucking podcast.
Are we going to end it on my rants?
Yeah.
No, we should end on something slightly happier.
We should end on something lighter.
Like how fantastic this room is now with the carpet.
It is. I love it.
And we got the two TVs and Xboxes and the capture cards all set up.
We still want curtains.
Yeah, we're going to get curtains for that window, and that door should help a little bit more with the sound.
Yep.
Plus, we'll be able to get the logo in the back of our videos because we'll put it on the curtains somehow.
Mm-hmm. When are we going to start webcamming our podcast?
Webcamming?
Videotaping our
podcast. When we have like a more studio-like area, it's really hard to record video with that shitty
light. Can we put black lights in instead?
Sure.
And have techno music playing the whole time?
Yeah. Because we need light. Proper studio lighting for that shit. We need multiple cameras.
That's true.
It's more of a production when you do that.
That's dumb. We should not do that. Okay.
I want to do it for sure. Like, don't get me wrong, but not now. I'd rather just do the audio, worry about that. Plus, it like adds a lot of time to the editing and
twice. Once they see us, they're going to be like, oh, these guys are cute. I'm going to keep watching. Then I'm going to pull my dick out.
Yeah, I disagree, like, but okay. Watching. You can live in your fantasy world where that's
it. My fantasy world. It's my fantasy. I can live if I don't know. I got nothing.
Yeah, I get it either. All right, yeah, so stay tuned. We should have, by our next podcast after this one, be doing the ALS Bucket Challenge, which is going to be awesome. And you should donate. Go to ALSA.org. And
I'm still convinced that they should buy ALS and every vowel thereafter.
Just so people can't get it wrong.
People like me.
So, thank you for listening.
We're going to go get some
podcast food. Number 34. We're going to go get some food And now I'm all calm because I got my rants out.
See, it feels good, right?
Yeah.
It's like your psychiatrist right here.
It's like stretching. Like, you know when you stretch, you're like, wow, I feel so much better now that I've stretched in the morning. Mm-hmm. Now I've ranted. I've stretched out my vocal cords.
Very good.
I'm ready to go. I'm ready to make the world my oyster.
Shuck it.
That was good, man.
That was good. That was fantastic. All right, all right, but let's go ahead and in the event we die on the cruise, do we have anything we want to say in our final recording to the world?
Ben, I get your shit, right? All right, we're good.
I love you, and that applies to whoever you think. If you think it applies to you, it does. There's a couple people it doesn't, but you probably know who you are. No, you don't. But you probably do. You can probably make the assumption. Yeah. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. You're cool. Fuck you. And I love you. But fuck the rest of you. All right.
Then I'm out.
Yeah. Right. And I'm out. If I die on the cruise, that's...
I just want to make this clear that if they do die on the cruise, I'm not fucking taking over the podcast. That'll be the end of it. Because I don't know how any of this shit works. I just show up. There's a microphone here. I talk into it. And that's it.
We'll have a hologram projection of instructions on how to set shit up.
Yeah, I would fuck that up so bad.
Probably.
There'd be like microphones in the closet, one in the bathroom. Like, how the fuck did I get? I'm in the desert walking. Like, what? All right.
Well, thank you for listening to Podcast 34. I'm Joey.
Hold on.
Whoa. We're not.
Right, Ben would like to say something if he dies. Nobody gets a fucking Ben dies. Whatever.
Well, you asked if he gets your stomach. He was just like, eh.
If I die, I would like to say that this has been Podcast 34. That's Cy. That's Joey. And I'm Ben. Later.
Deuces. All right. We'd end that one. Wait. I'm going to leave him with something.
God damn it.
That's disgusting.
It picked up on my mic.
Fucking A.